We've explained that the bracha of Shehachiyanu teaches us how to daven brachas and karbanas, the introduction to davening. Shehachiyanu as well is the introduction to every yantiv, including Chanukah. Shehachiyanu gives us the feel of appreciation that everything that Hashem does for us. Then the bracha of Shas and Nisim corresponds to Psukah de Zimra, where we recognize that Hashem is the one who's doing everything that happens in the world. He makes this, the rain, the snow, the wind. And the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim as well brings us the clarity that all of Teva, all of the natural world, is merely a ness. It's a miracle that we've just gotten used to. Lastly, we have the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, which corresponds to Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema. At that point in davening, we finish Psukah de Zimra, and we then progress to the next level of Amunah. The next level of Amunah, after we've come to the realization that everything gets its life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is kept alive by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kept in existence by the will of Hashem, the next level is the level of Ein Oid Mavade, where we see that the whole world is just a manifestation of the will of Hashem. Nothing else truly exists. Nothing else truly has any power. And that's what we are saying when we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. There is no other power, being, anything which can have any effect in this world. And this correlates to the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, to light the light of Chanukah. Why? The Neris are the lights which illuminate and create that ultimate clarity of vision, bringing the truth which Neris Shabbos give us on Shabbos during the week as well. When we have the combination of Halal and Haidah, which lets us appreciate each and everything Hashem does for us, and then we're able to utilize all that we have as a method of identifying the presence of Hashem in this world and in our lives, we can then experience this light, this clarity of vision, and see that in reality there is nothing except Hashem's presence and Hashem's will. This is how Chanukah lays out the path for us. Mayim Azim Nesiva, to follow the rest of the dark winter. We have it all in front of us. We have the brachas, Psukah de Zimra, Shema. We have them all year. They're part of our davening every day. But the treacherous waters, so to speak, make us forget their importance and what we're supposed to be getting out of davening. And Chanukah shines a light and illuminates the purpose of these three parts of tefillah, so that we can utilize them to grow in Amunah and Bitachon daily. We can infuse the weekday with the light of Shabbos. Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains that Shabbos is like Shemoneh Esrei. Once we have davened through Shema, and we've reached that level of Amunah to some extent, we're now ready to stand in the presence of the Shechina and talk directly to Hashem with no one between us, no one else in existence, just us and Him. And that's what Shabbos is. It's a day to spend with Hashem alone. A yichidus with Hashem. Alone time with Hashem. Everything else is shoves. It stops, it rests. It doesn't disturb us, and it doesn't distract us. He goes on to explain that the relationship between the Neris of Shabbos and Neris of Chanukah is demonstrated in one of the unique halachas of Neris Chanukah. There's a very interesting halacha, which is not so relevant out here in Chutz La'aretz, because we light by the window so that people outside should be able to see. But there are people over here also who light by inside doorways, and in Eretz Yisrael, everybody lights outside, by the doorway outside. So when the menorah is lit by a doorway, it has a very specific position, how it needs to be placed. It can't be lower than 3 tefachim to the ground, and it can't be higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. So the ideal placement is between 9 inches off the ground up to 36 inches off the ground, within that window. The reason it can't be lower than 3, this is very straightforward, is because if it's on the floor, it would seem like a candle, which is used for light and other purposes, not for the nace, and it looks like a candle which someone temporarily put on the floor because, you know, they needed to get their hands free. Therefore, it has to be elevated so that it's clear it's there for a nace. But why can't it be higher than 10 tefachim? What's the significance of 10 tefachim? Chazal say that the Shekhinah HaKadosha, even when it comes down to this world, even when it was in the Beis HaMikdash, it never descended lower than 10 Tfachim. The Shekhinah hovers in the ear, so to speak. But in greater depth, what it means is it takes up residence in a reshus, in a domain, which isn't really considered part of the earth, rather part of the heavenly domain. The bottom 10 Tfachim are part of the earthly domain, and from 10 and up is the domain of heaven, although it's here on this earth. From that part of earth is already attributed to the domain of heaven, and that's where the Shekhinah resides. The lights of Chanukah, though, are here to cast light within our domain, to illuminate the days of the week, the days of darkness, where Olam Hazeh is strong. It's here to make light on this earth. Conversely, the Neris of Shabbos are generally lit on a table, or on a shelf, higher than 10 Tfachim, because Shabbos takes us out of this world. Shabbos places us into Me'in Olam Haba, an existence akin to living in the world to come. That's the relationship between the two lights. Whereas Shabbos elevates us to a new plane, it takes us to a new dimension, a new domain, a heavenly domain, Chanukah brings that clarity to the plane, the domain where we reside, this world. It illuminates the bottom 10 Tfachim. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilichen Chanukah.